Jean in Connecticut is working on a painting project. How can we help you?
I have a recreational vehicle that's like a large trailer that I use for summer cottage. And I have two issues with it. One is that the walls within the unit, are the wallboard has what appears to be like a plasticized coating on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to paint that. So I was wondering, first of all, what I would need to do to prepare that in order to receive the paint.
Now, what kind of walls are in this this RV cottage that you have, Gene? Are they metal? Are they drywall? What is the surface?
They're like a sheetrock.
Okay. All right. Then what you want to do to paint these is you want to prime them first. And because we're not quite sure what the surface is, we would recommend an oil-based primer. And this is going to seal the entire surface, and it's going to make the top coat flow nicely and look great. And most importantly, it'll make sure it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would use a good quality paint after that. You want to use a better quality paint. Don't buy cheap paint because it doesn't have as much titanium dioxide in it. And as a result, it's not going to stick. You want a good quality paint.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.